What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is Fightful's Q&A show. If you're a new subscriber, we do this show every week. You can ask me up to 10 questions. I answer usually between 100 to 175 questions per show. I like to keep it newsworthy. Posted very few rules, but I just wanted to get this out of the way. I am a little under the weather right now. I apologize. I got a little bit ill after Quizlemania on Wednesday. Not feeling the best, but I want to give you these shows because it's my commitment to my subscribers. I appreciate you guys so much. Let's go ahead and get into it. Skylar says, is there anything to the Marty Scurll BTE cameo, or is this a thing for the purpose of the video? Usually when the Bucks tease something or put something in the mind of fans, they try to make it happen. Wanted to see if you knew anything. Well, I mean, they had teased the Marty Scurll thing months and months ago, but he re-signed with Ring of Honor. I'll say this. I know that Marty Scurll has made an effort to try to change a lot of things in Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor held a talent meeting where they had a lot more input into where talent had a lot more input into what was coming up. But I don't know that this will actually happen. There's positive relationships, from what I understand, between Ring of Honor and AEW. Ring of Honor spoke very highly of Cody Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes of Ring of Honor. Young Bucks, Cody, all those people, they know very well the favor that was given to them by Ring of Honor with All In. That's why Ring of Honor owns the footage. AEW doesn't owe Ring of Honor anything. They filled out their contracts, they don't owe them anything. But if they can get Marty on BTE and do that and maybe do a little bit of a partnership, sure, that sounds fun. That sounds okay. I don't know how much more AEW can benefit out of something like that than this, because really there's about five people on the ROH roster that stand out as people that could be difference makers when used with AEW guys. Meanwhile, AEW's got a plethora of people that are game changers for Ring of Honor. So if I'm ROH, I try to make it happen. Skylar says, what are you guys going to do to celebrate 1,000 subs on Select? Well, I don't know. I don't know that we'll get to 1,000. We're at 610, 611 right now. I don't know that we'll get there before we move over to the website. And I don't know how many people will translate over. I hope every single one of you, whenever we move to Fightful Select, move Fightful Select to Fightful.com, I hope that all of you come and join immediately. But I'm not dense enough to think that every single person will port over for any variety of reasons. I don't know. I'll do something special though. But I haven't really thought about that yet. I'm just trying to get you guys the news and, you know, trying to make Fightful solvent. Aiden says, looking at people like Alexa Bliss and Sonya Deville, they're fighting back against nasty trolls online. Do you think this is the best action? Like Sonya saying, I hope we meet. Dangerous? I don't think she meant that she was going to beat somebody up. She's not going to throw away her career. But Sonya is a very proud person, and she should be. She's a very strong person. So I get it. Alexa Bliss has dealt with a ton of bullying, so I don't blame people like that for being defensive. I don't have any problem with people putting a spotlight on bad behavior. The only thing is, I hope that the person with the bad behavior eventually learns. I know I did. Skylar said, what's going to happen to get you back at a live wrestling show personally? What are your personal safety protocols? Well, I'm very careful here. I clean surfaces. I wash my hands a lot. I have not been going out and socializing. I will go to the grocery store. I always wear a mask when I am in public inside a building. I don't socialize with people outside. For example, if All Out is in Chicago, I'll probably go. But I'm not going to hang out with anybody. I'll do interviews if I need to. I'll do the scrum. I'm wearing a mask if that happens on Labor Day weekend. But I'll go because it's my job, and I that's how committed I am to my job. I love it, and I love what I do. I wouldn't go visit anybody else. I would probably stay away from my wife for a while if anybody that I knew had tested positive. Because, I mean, then she would have to be careful because she would take it back to little kids and all that stuff that she teaches. There's a lot of questions that go into that, but I don't know that I'd feel safe the rest of the year. And to me, that's okay. I mainly go to wrestling shows if there's a scrum or interviews. That's it. And all due respect to the people that I interviewed in person, these video interviews that I've been doing via Skype and Zoom are 100 times better than the interviews I've been doing in person. You don't have as much time when you're in person. You got to kind of fit it in when you can. I get 30, 40 minutes with everybody. I got like 25 with Moxley a few weeks ago. So I'm digging that. I like working 15 feet away from my bed, but I miss seeing a lot of you guys. I miss hanging out with a lot of you guys. There are times I go to wrestling shows and I'll run into somebody who reads Fightful or is in our live chat. They'll be like, hey, let's go get some lunch. And that's when I go and get lunch. I love doing that stuff. I love talking to you guys. So that's the heartbreaking aspect of this, but it will not come at the expense of friends or family. Anakin says, what all is part of a Legends contract? Do Jake Roberts and Bret Hart appearing on AEW mean they're not under a Legends contract? Yes, it does mean they're not under a Legends contract. Sting is not under a Legends contract. They got no contracts with them right now. What all is part of it? Usually merchandising and appearances. And there's like a stip in there. Anakin says, in terms of length, where does Becky's Raw title reign stand? I know Punk's 434 days with WWE title is longer, but I'm not aware of any others in the modern era that are very long. Oh, there's a ton in the modern era that are very long. Trish Stratus, New Day, AJ Styles, John Cena, they have all had very, very long title reigns. I believe that outside of CM Punk, that really just New Day and Becky Lynch are the ones that hit 400. I could be wrong, though. Anakin says, what exactly is the history of the Impact-GFW merger, and what is the lineage of the Impact world title during that time? Oh, what a fucking mess. Pardon my language. Oh, boy. Okay, so a few years ago, Impact Wrestling was in another regime change, and they said, you know what, we're going to bring back Jeff Jarrett. And hey, you know what, when Jeff Jarrett doesn't book himself, I think that he does pretty well. I think he does pretty well. Unfortunately, Jeff Jarrett was not in a good place personally. This is in 2017, and they were looking to rebrand. Well, the only thing is, they rebranded without owning Global Force Wrestling. So they changed the titles to Global Force, all this stuff. But it all still has the same lineage. And when Jeff Jarrett left, they just went right back to TNA. And then they eventually switched to Impact Wrestling, I believe at the beginning of 2018 or something like that. It was named the Impact Championship in September of 2017. But the title you see right now, it was called the Global Force Wrestling Championship briefly, but it's still the championship you see now. The championship you see now is the same title that TNA debuted in 2007. They debuted that title when the NWA basically pulled from Impact Wrestling, from TNA, ended their business relationship after 5 years. Anything pre May 13, 2007, I believe it was the NWA World Championship that you see on NWA programming now. So to go there in a linear manner, 2002 to May 2007, NWA World Championship, the 10 pounds of gold. 2007 to now, TNA Championship, Global Force Championship, Impact Championship. I don't know how the hell Global Force Wrestling's title works into all that. Warren said on Friday's podcast that a Michinoku driver is now called a Saber driver. No, Michael Cole incorrectly called a Samoan driver the Michinoku driver. And that's what that was about. Anakin says, I really liked Austin Aries when he was capturing top titles of various promotions, and Hardy's doing the same with the tag titles. Could that still work today, and what titles should a hypothetical wrestler go after? I don't think so, because everybody is so protective of their spot, their territory, and not looking less than another company right now. But it could happen for independent promotions for sure. I would go after like PWG and places that people know. Dev said, could a legend killer type character work for Charlotte? Yeah, I think it could. I would do it for somebody that's on the come up, though. Like Chelsea Green or somebody like that. Dev says, was Total Divas, the success of Total Divas, the catalyst for WWE allowing fans to see more of the backstage scene? If not, what was? Just a change in mentality. They had a lot of success with documentaries that pulled back the curtain over the last 20 years. And I think that's really what it was. What is WWE trying to achieve with Street Profits Viking Raiders segments? Who is the target audience? Everybody. They want to put the E in WWE, and that's what they're trying to do. I just don't think they're doing it. George Cruz says, any word on whether Tainara Conti or Deonna Purrazzo are close to signing anywhere? Haven't heard anything about Tainara. Deonna is with Impact, but she has not signed there. It's on a per-appearance deal. Dev says, what's the backstage reaction when the wrong match outcome takes place? For example, Caitlyn winning the Battle Royal that Eve was supposed to win. Not positivity. As we've seen, Vince is willing to tear both quads over the wrong result a couple of times. Usually they just run it back and 50-50 it. That's usually what happens. But it's not positive. I don't think it's ever been positive. I know that one time Chris Jericho beat Scott Hall when he wasn't supposed to because Scott Hall just told him to do it. And Eric Bischoff chewed their asses out backstage. When are you going to change the name of the podcast to The List and Ya Dong Lord? Not soon enough. I've never liked The List and Ya Boy. But it is what it is now. Graham says, once normal business fully resumes for WWE, do you think we'll continue to feature those who are getting more of a chance to shine during the pandemic? Apollo, Garza, Zelina. Yeah, WWE Raw is very high on a lot of the new people that they have established and feel like they are big name players for the next 10 to 20 years, from what I understand. Mark says, is Mandy versus Sonya eventually going to lead to a big pay-per-view match? And are they looking to make Sonya or Mandy the star coming out of this? Well, they like both of them, but thus far, from what I gather, Mandy is the one that doesn't need the wins, so Sonya is getting them, and she is thriving with them. I can't imagine that they okay. Yeah, I can't imagine they do a pay-per-view match, because they always do it. Even though Sonya's beaten Mandy twice, and there's no reason, yeah, I'll say that they are. I don't know that they are, but it makes a lot of sense based on WWE booking. They shouldn't, though. Mandy's beaten her twice. Should MJF be the first person to take the TNT title off of Cody? Should they have that feud soon or should they wait? They should wait and know. I think MJF should be the world champion so he could be out of Cody's reach. Because Cody should want to beat up MJF, but he can't get to him. Do you think Asuka's a transitional champ or do you think they'll keep the belt on her a while? I don't believe there are plans to take the title off of her. I don't believe. Ed says, what happened with the Discus comment section on the site? They appear to be gone other than a few spots. I've tried contacting the site with no luck, so I will ask here. They're still on our MMA section because we have a large base there. Most of them were getting most of the wrestling articles outside of live coverage. They're still on Raw, SmackDown, all that stuff. We're getting zero comments. Jimmy did not want to keep that on there for that reason. I disagreed with that, but if you want to see the Discus comment section back, you got to tweet Jimmy Van. That's the person to contact. He's the one that makes that call. We can turn them on whenever we want, so if there's something specifically that you want, we can do that. Again, it wasn't a call from me. It was a call from him because he thought that it made the site not look great when it had zero or one comments. I didn't really mind it. Most of our engagements on Twitter anyway. Young Bibby has a bunch of questions. Are they slowly getting rid of the brand-to-brand invitational? I noticed there were no SmackDown stars on Raw. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't think they know, quite frankly. Who's better overall, Mickey James or Trish Stratus? In-ring, Mike Skills, character, and charisma. Trish Stratus, I'm going to say, because she made more of an impact. In the ring, Mickie James, though. Are NXT recruits going to act as fans going forward until we get live crowds back? Yeah. Yeah, they've already been told that they got to come back and do it in a couple weeks. Any backstage news on how WWE views Liv Morgan now? Positively. Very positively. I'll say that much. When do you honestly see live crowds returning? This fall. Do you think Adam Cole leaves WWE and joins AEW? I'd put it at 40% yes. I've been hearing that Matt Riddle is going to be called up to SmackDown. Who would you have him feud against? Not Baron Corbin, that's for damn sure. Probably somebody real, real big. But I don't know who. SmackDown needs some heel sirloin beef sons of bitches. They really do. I think, yeah, they do. Because Raw has plenty. Raw has a lot of them. From AOP to the Viking Raiders, Bobby Lashley. Like, they're all over the place on Raw. But they need one for Matt Riddle. Because otherwise, it's like, hey, Matt Riddle's going to beat the living shit out of somebody. I think he's going to feud with Baron Corbin. But if I had to pick somebody from SmackDown, let me look. Sheamus. There you go, Sheamus. But, I mean, is there any intrigue there? No. No disrespect to Sheamus, but there's not. Who do you think is the next big international talent to sign with WWE? Well, unfortunately, a week ago I would have said that I think they would have went after Hana Kimura, which, it's a bummer. Would not surprise me to see them try to sign maybe Maya Iwatani. That seems like one. Where does Chris Jericho rank for you as a wrestler? Do you think he is one of the greats in the business? Yeah, I do. And the longer he keeps doing it, it's tough for me to not take that longevity into effect. He's still doing it in 2020. I was watching the guy in 96. And 24 years. Now, granted, he's had a year off here and there. To me, he's top 10 for sure. And he might be approaching top 5. Who do you were the biggest bust to be called up to the main roster? Male, female, and tag. For me, it's Bo Dallas, Ember Moon, and Sanity. Bo Dallas and Sanity for sure. But Dana Brooke so far, and that's not on her. That is not her fault. Not her fault. She has been booked poorly. She has not been given the right opportunities. Should Cage and Kenny Omega feud for Rise of the Terminator? Should it play out on BTE or AEW? Not on AEW. Maybe they could do it on BTE. How would you book Pac's return and the reformation of the Death Triangle? Well, to me, he's got to be a main eventer. Got to be a main eventer or go after Cody. He goes after one of the titles, maybe even wins one of them. He's got to become a main player in AEW. Rob says, did Tony Khan, to your knowledge, ever come out and say if something in particular happened which led to him thinking about starting his own promotion, or is it something he's always wanted to do? I think he's had interest in it in quite a while, but if I ever get the chance, I'll ask him that specifically. But I think he saw the talent pool that was available and saw a lot of opportunity of people to do things differently and jumped on that. Which do you think is the better career, Triple H the wrestler or Papa H, father of NXT? Triple H the wrestler. There's a lot more time there. Rob says, did you ever watch any of Hayabusa's matches back in the day? Yeah, he was a big reason I got into Japanese pro wrestling. Outside of the stuff that I would see on WCW and WWF, his was the first actual matches that I saw from overseas. I had an FMW VHS that I rented from a store about, gosh, 20 years ago, I want to say, that had a lot of his matches on it. So I loved him. I loved him. I was devastated when he passed away. Rob says, this isn't a question, but congrats to your wife on her new job. Thank you very much. She gets to do her dream job, and that makes me very, very happy. I encourage everybody to pursue that. Did any New Japan wrestlers have heat with the Young Bucks and Omega before they left to start AEW? No, it was more hurt feelings between the office and the wrestlers because the office got hurt feelings because they were leaving, and then I think there were hurt feelings on the wrestler side, like with Omega and the Bucks, because of how they were treated on the way out after they gave them a lot of good work. Pete says, who are some people that have impressed people in WWE most behind closed doors, and have you heard of any talent whose stock has fallen during this short time period? I have a story coming on that. I'm polling wrestlers right now about wrestlers who have stepped up. As far as people whose stock has fallen, I mean, there are some that just can't make it in. Like, Bobby Roode hasn't been there. Riddick Moss hasn't been on TV. There's a whole lot of people that just can't or aren't being used right now. I would say their stock has fallen, but that's just my perception. People high up don't usually comment to me and say, or come to me and say, hey, this person is really the shits, I'm not using them, yada yada. Do you collect wrestling figures or wrestling t-shirts? I will buy a wrestling vintage t-shirt if I see it at Goodwill or something like that. I don't really collect. I'll buy stuff at the local store. There's a Toy Vomit on Instagram. They have a store in Lexington, and I just love to go there. I can't help myself. I buy shit there that I have no intent of collecting. Like, I bought a bunch of Bone Crunchers one day. I bought a bunch of wrestling figures from that were from Kentucky or Cincinnati. I don't really collect, though. Aiden says, huge Conor McGregor fan. He lives close by and occasionally drinks in my local. Do you think WWE will approach him? He has 2 MMA fights left. He's got a lot more than 2 MMA fights left, no matter what he says. WWE will approach him at some point. Any update on Big Cass? None. Radio silence out of there. Nobody that I talk to has heard about him or from him. What kind of contract does Hulk Hogan have with WWE? Is he signed? Yes, he is. I don't know what kind, but he is signed. Any update where and what the colognes are up to right now? Did WWE drop the ball on these guys with silly gimmicks? No. They kept them employed for over a decade. They didn't get over any opportunity that they had to do any number of things. They had several chances. It just did not work. They had their run, and that was it. They are at home. They've been in Puerto Rico all along, I think. I know one didn't even bother flying back for a drug test, but they're still in their 90-day no-competes. Is there heat on Ruby Riott? Not that I know of. Everybody I know of likes her. Have we ever had a wrestler with Tourette's? Not that I've heard of. Are Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn on contracts? Yeah, of course they are. Both expected to return. Yeah, they just don't know when. But yeah, both are expected to return, just not anytime imminently. But yeah, both will come back. Is MLW really trying to do a triple cage match like Mance Warner said? I think so. I think they'll actually try to make it happen. Knowing Mance Warner and knowing MLW, they pull stuff like that out that you don't think that people would care about. Then all of a sudden people care about it, or the WWE cares about it, and they pay for the rights to it. Why are the Steiner brothers not in the Hall of Fame? Is it just because Scott does not want to be in it? No, it's because Scott is a very volatile person and says some pretty wild shit. That's why. Did the idea of doing different sports for Viking Raiders and Street Profits come from the feud of Matt Hardy and MVP? Did MVP have input on this going on now? I don't know if he did, but that was the inspiration. Yes. Are there women in WOW that you think could go to AEW? Not really, to be honest with you. Diamante? That would be the main one that I look at and say, you know what? She could. Thunder Rosa? Those are the two that really stand out to me. Everybody else is signed to Impact Wrestling. Have you heard if NXT talent acting as fans were told how and when to react, or were they given freedom to do their own thing? I'm pretty sure they were given freedom to do their own thing, but implied cheer for the heel or cheer for the faces and stuff like that. What happened to Riddick Moss? Is he not working by his own choice due to the pandemic? I don't know. WWE had high hopes for him, but I have not heard. I don't talk to him, and nobody has mentioned him. I don't think there were any plans for him, though, once Gronk came along. Is more time being added to wrestlers' contract for not wanting to work during this pandemic like they do for injuries? If it is, they haven't been told that. And WWE does not have to tell somebody upon that action that they're doing that. They can tell them down the road. Any news on WWE utilizing more of their library for the network? Yeah, they're always coming up with new ideas. There's not any new news about it, but they're always looking to do that. They're always looking for things that they can put out there that also can give them an excuse to post backstage footage they otherwise would not have had a reason to do. So yeah, if you could have any guest referee for a match of yours, who would it be? Huh. I'd probably say Matt Riddle, just because I think we could play off of each other and it'd be kind of funny. Ed says, people often talk about the future of AEW being MJF, Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara. Does WWE have any young talent in their developmental or even NXT to be their future stars and champions for years to come? Yeah, Angel Garza, Sonya Deville, Rhea Ripley, AOP, both are very good, I think, at this stage of their career. Liv Morgan, Sari. I think most of those people are 25 and under. Also, worth noting, Sasha Banks just turned 28 in January. She is very, very young as well, and is going to be a big star for them for a long time to come. Throwback says, since Riddle is going to SmackDown, could there be a chance that Rhea follows him after to challenge Bayley's 368-day title run? I think they're going to move towards Bayley and Sasha, but I think that Raw might need Rhea Ripley a little bit more with the absence of Becky Lynch. What video game are you more hyped about? What console are you considering purchasing and why? I'll be a PS5 guy. That's just me. I don't get that excited about upcoming video games, but I love GTA, so I'll get it when it comes out. And I'll get the new Tony Hawk. Of course, I'm excited about Retromania, the WrestleFest sequel. This isn't a question, but just wanted to say thank you for everything you do and the work you put into it. Thank you, Throwback. That means a lot coming from you. A great dude. Really appreciate it. Guys, check out his podcast, too. With Riddle now leaving, where do you think this puts Pete Dunne going forward after the travel bans are gone? I think there's a possibility they might try to have him do UK a little bit more initially, just because it's local. So I think he'll probably pop up back up on NXT UK for a while. Throwback says, with Taker's Last Ride documentary going so well for WWE, who do you see getting their own Taker-style program? Triple H would be a good one. Stone Cold Steve Austin's life outside of WWE, and if he's ever considered coming back, would be a good one. Shawn Michaels going for his return would be good. Chronicling Becky Lynch and her decision would be good. Chronicling her time outside of WWE would be good as well. I think they just have a plethora of opportunities because WWE, while they're not always the best at telling stories on their traditional programs these days, their documentaries are outstanding. Ed says, do you think Taker's match with AJ will be his last, so since it will allow him to end his career on a high note? No, I think he'll have at least one more in a ring because he had planned that, but then I think that he will do a bunch of these cinematic matches. Throwback says, should WWE push Seth versus Aleister Black to a pay-per-view down the line, and how long should WWE allow them to go for the match, and who wins? Got to be Aleister Black. He's got to win. I'd go 15-20 in a top contender match, but I think Rollins needs some wins before that, and yes, it should be on pay-per-view. It's got to be a good one. Anakin says, glad to see Deonna Purrazzo signed with Impact. She didn't sign. What does Impact need to do to make her the star that she can be? Have her win matches. They need to have a vignette or have a segment where Deonna says, I'm reinvigorated. I'm not the person that I was in WWE. I'm going to win. And then she wins because she can wrestle her ass off. It seems as though the buzz from Tessa Blanchard winning the Impact title has vanished. Is there anything Impact could have done to keep the buzz going? No. The pandemic happened a month and a half after. There was nothing they could have done. She's off TV right now. There's really nothing they could have done. What can they do to restart it? I don't know. I don't know when her contract's up or if they'll even have the opportunity to restart it. Where has Selena De La Renta been for MLW? Don't know. Home, I would assume. I just figure that she's at home. She restructured her deal last year to add like years and years on it. I don't know if there are any issues with her. I think she lives in Florida. So I don't think that she has to like travel from Puerto Rico or anything like that at this stage. I'm pretty sure she lives in Orlando or somewhere like that, I think. But I don't have a definitive answer. I just assume she can't make the shows. Manuel says, I remember that hearing that Undisputed Era had no interest in going to Raw or SmackDown, just staying on NXT. Does WWE give that people that option? Some, I don't know if they're one of them, but I know Tommaso Ciampa does not want to move to Raw or SmackDown. Manuel says, why do you think luchadors have better success when they mix the Lucha American styles like Rey, Eddie, Psicosis, Bandido, and Lucha Brothers? As opposed to a straight Lucha style in the U.S.? Well, one because the selling isn't quite there. Selling is way more important in America, even though people shit on it and they say it's not. There's a lot more rolls than bumps in Mexico, and bumps are important, way more important in America. And the speed, having to slow it down, I think benefits them because they can work in more flashy stuff, more high-profile stuff as well. So I think that's why. I think that when they go back to bumping as opposed to rolling, it's more impactful here and more impactful in general. JJ says, now that Apollo is U.S. champion, who should his first feud be? Well, it'll be Andrade. But it should be one of the disciples. Or Seth. JJ says, why did Vince waste his time and resources on XFL 2.0? He thought he could do a good thing and make money, and I think that he was going to until this coronavirus hit. JJ says, what about Britt coming to WWE instead of Adam Cole going to WWE? Is that possible? Yeah, it's possible. Money talks. She can be a dentist whenever she wants. Whenever she wants. She is that talented. I'm not ruling anything out. I'm not ruling out Adam Cole going to AEW. I'm not ruling out Britt Baker going to WWE. WWE is very nice to Britt Baker. AEW is very nice to Adam Cole. And I'm sure that each company wants both of them. Which, the funny thing is, WWE had the opportunity to sign Britt Baker and didn't. Do you see Taya Valkyrie joining John Morrison in WWE? Don't know if I want to mention that. She might yell at Jeremy for invading her privacy. Yeah, I think she will. Who has the best women's division in pro wrestling? Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling does. Tessa, Tennille, Sue Young, Tasha Steelz, Taya Valkyrie, Kylie Rae, Kiera Hogan, Jordan Grace, Deonna Purrazzo, Kimberly. That division rules, man. It is insanely loaded. They wisely went heavy-handed into women's wrestling. Amazing. JJ says, why won't WWE give new groups like Seth and Zelina's a formal name? Well, Seth's are the disciples, so I don't know. Zelina? I don't have an answer for that. Don't have an answer. JJ says, do we get Matt Riddle and Lesnar ever? Yes, I think so. I'd say about 75% yes. JJ says, of all the released wrestlers, have you got any inkling of some of them already being signed, like Deonna? Any hints you could drop? Yeah, I assumed FTR would sign with AEW. Deonna, I figured, would go to Impact. I thought, if you watched our interview, I thought she would go to Impact. Leo, I don't know if we'll see him go really anywhere. I think we could see him pop up in NWA. But I don't think he ends up in AEW. I think Mike Kanellis, Mike and Maria are going to ROH. Those are the inklings that I've gotten. And I think Zack Ryder is going to go heavy-handed into his YouTube. Which current big star will be an excellent producer when they retire? Matt Hardy, without a doubt. Jason Jordan, is he totally done and just working backstage? The last WWE injury report that I got in the summer of last year still had him listed, a year and a half after. He had a lot of grip issues, and it didn't look good. Anakin says, why is NXT taping at Full Sail, but Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-views at the Performance Center? And where will TakeOver In Your House tape? I don't know where In Your House will tape. I do not know why WWE is taping at Full Sail, but they are. They're also having people meet up there ahead of the shows to be bused to the Performance Center. And they're not allowed to drive there to the Performance Center. Chris says, do you think Seth Rollins' Messiah gimmick is a better executed version of Brody Lee's exalted one? Yeah, I do. The Exalted One leans a lot into Vince, and the Rollins thing, it is a little bit of himself, but a little bit of like, well, what if he was really, really demented and egotistic? When WWE starts to sign talent again, who do you see being the next person they get? Probably Ricky Starks. I think Undertaker will put in a good word for the guy. What's Chad Gable been up to? Any chance of him getting repackaged upon his return? Yeah, I think he'll get repackaged, and he's just one of those guys that they have not used whatsoever since the pandemic started. I think March, April, and May, he hasn't been used at all. And even between February and March, he only wrestled 3 matches, I think. He did a handicap match and a couple of live events. They just have not used the guy since the Sheamus feud. Usually WWE plays it pretty close to the vest when it's people that don't want to be on the show, but a couple of them have emerged. After Bobby Lashley, who do you think will be the next feud for Drew McIntyre? I think either Kevin Owens or Aleister Black. I think they'll probably go to Aleister Black at SummerSlam. It makes a lot of sense to me. Darrell says, any word on the female superstars going back to Japan when their contracts expire? Kairi and Io specifically. I've not heard anything about that, and I don't know that that's even something they're considering. Do you think the U.S. Championship should have an open challenge run like Seth Rollins did with the title a few years ago? I think Cruz can make that a working man's belt again. Yeah, I think it should, and I think Apollo Cruz is the guy to do it. I'm completely with you. What tag teams of the past do you think would be able to go over in today's WWE landscape? Hart Foundation, The Rockers, I think they'd be able to adapt especially well. I think Crime Time would have been a good addition. Thing about Crime Time, they were always a little bit green in the ring, but I think that they would have been a really great NXT team as well. But if we're going way, way, way back, 1-2-3 Kid and anybody would have been really good, but Marty Jannetty and 1-2-3 Kid today, oh man, that would have been good. At the same time, I think like Sid and the 1-2-3 Kid would have been really good. Which WWE pay-per-view do you want to return and which one do you want to be removed? I wanted In Your House to return, and it is. It looks like they got rid of Stomping Grounds. So, you know what? I think at this point, I'm ready for Extreme Rules to go away. I think so. I don't need it. Don't need it anymore. I wish they'd bring back Starrcade and keep it around as a pay-per-view, though. Just do that. Which title got redesigned other than the U.S. title? The NXT title got scaled larger, and the Cruiserweight title got something done to it. What is your favorite cinematic match? Who would you like to face off in the Boneyard at SummerSlam? Nobody at SummerSlam, I don't think. I don't want them to do another Boneyard match like that. I think it should be different each time. My favorite cinematic match, it probably is the Boneyard match, and because it was the first, but it's the Matt Hardy stuff was, if you're counting that as my favorite. What is your favorite wrestling show intro from the new ones like Raw, SmackDown, or AEW? To be honest with you, I wouldn't know. I don't pay any attention to them. Not a lick of attention to the intros. Is there any news on what WWE is planning for the Universal and WWE titles for Extreme Rules? No. They work towards Backlash, and that's really it. I haven't heard any creative plans beyond Backlash. I do know that WWE already filmed the Intercontinental title finals, though, that aren't supposed to happen for like 2 or 3 weeks. Do you think WWE is delaying the Bayley-Sasha feud to save it for crowds? Yes, I do. Do you think delaying the feud is smart? Yes, I do. If you were booking a Bayley-Sasha feud, how would you do it? 3 years ago is how I would do it. They were so stupid. Just not capitalizing on that. They wasted a year of those women. A year. Honestly, I would do a quick tag title run. I would get the tag titles back on them very briefly. And I would do a thing where Bayley is still women's champion. but she's tag champions with Sasha as well. And when Sasha Banks is putting her all into this tag team, Bayley is feeling the pressure of holding two titles. And she even says that. She's like, I got so much stuff to worry about. I got so much stuff to do. Yada, yada. And then when you see Sasha Banks getting pinned, you see Bayley like look up above the ring apron and not help Sasha Banks kick out because she can't deal with the pressure of two titles. And she thinks that nobody sees that, but Sasha does eventually see that. And that's the slow burn. That's what Sasha needs. And then Sasha eventually turns on Bayley and goes babyface. I'm okay with Sasha as not really a babyface, but a pseudo babyface. I'm cool with that too. But I think that would be the good way to do it, to show Bayley, show that Bayley isn't as invested in the friendship as Sasha Banks is. If Jeff Hardy banged up, or is he just really good at selling? He's always banged up, man. Always good. He's always banged up. In your view, do you think Raw and SmackDown pay-per-views are better in 2020 than 2019? Yeah, by and large, I do. Yeah. Rob says, has Deonna said if she's still negotiating with Impact since she's only doing some appearances for now? Yeah, she is just waiting to see how things happened. Your thoughts on Sarah Logan doing MMA as a crossover career? You know what? She's 26 years old. She has a lot of connections. She is one of those women that have just a fantastic work ethic and some athleticism. And quite frankly, in MMA, that's a pretty good foundation to start on. If you have a basic grappling comprehension, that helps out a lot. And she's got that. So I think that she could probably do pretty solid, especially since she's 26 years old. She's not in her mid to late 30s or anything like that. Does Kenny Omega have an injured shoulder? You always see him with ice after matches and BTE and cupping marks on it. From what I remember, Kenny Omega's had shoulder issues for quite a while, like years. And there were rumors that he was working with a torn muscle in his shoulder over the last couple of months. So, I would say he's actually very hurt. Because he's got a long recurring series of shoulder injuries as well. Ben says, AEW seems to have more unstoppable big guys around recently. Do you think there's too many, and are you surprised? No. Brody Lee got beat. Wardlow got beat by Cody. Luchasaurus is appropriately protected. Jake Hager got beat by Moxley. Cage will get beat by Moxley. So no, I don't have a problem with that at all. I think they need some big guys there. I think that's completely fine. You need a good balance. Ben says, as people want good wrestling video games and the 2K series isn't doing much, if AEW's game is good, could that be a key factor in getting people familiar with the characters? Yeah, but they don't have one even in the works right now. I don't think there's even one tentatively planned. Do you think AEW Fighter Fest will be on HBO Max? No, they have a deal with BR Live, I'm pretty sure. Jake Schwall says, if All Out has a live audience, any idea if they'll keep the tradition of using Chicago or go somewhere different since Chicago just had Revolution? Understandably, a big if at the moment. That's a fantastic question. I'm going to dig more into that. I would think they would go to Chicago because they know that they've got a pretty guaranteed market right there. What's next for Archer? Is there money running back the Wrestle Kingdom match between he and Moxley? Eventually, he's got to get some wins back, though. I look for him to continue to be pretty dominant in singles matches, and I think they could do Murder Hawk Mansion for a while, too. I think they could get some very interesting stuff out of that and work with that. And that's a good way to keep him busy in the meantime until you find something appropriate for him. Admittedly, I have not been able to watch AEW this week yet. Jake says, is the plan for Scarlett to be in the Zelina role, being a manager with occasional matches, or to separate her into her own wrestling role down the line? I'm pretty sure her role right now is a manager, and I do think they'll go the Zelina route where she can wrestle if need be. And I think that's good because she can work a little bit. So why not? That's our Q&A show for this week. I want to thank you guys so much. We had just an influx of subscribers. Not something that usually happens towards the end of the month, so I want to thank you guys an awful lot. The fact that you subscribe to us, especially in these times, is so important to me, and that is not lost on me. You all could spend your money on absolutely anything, and the fact that you choose to do it with us is very, very important to me, and I will not forget that. I will not lose sight of how fortunate we are to have you guys as subscribers. And again, we have started working on the planning stages of moving Select over to Fightful.com as a member site, and it will give you one price point and everything on there, so you guys are going to like that. Still months and months away from happening, but thank you guys. And if you like what we do here, please tell people that you like what we do here, because that's more than anything that I can say or publish. You all saying that you like what we're doing is important. We're out.